Now, there's a type of chicken wire, a mesh, that they had around it. I don't think too much of the barbed wire because they were trying to keep out the chickens and all that kind of thing. So I think in terms of the chicken mesh.
Okay. Fence. What did they use the barbed wire fence for?
They used it to keep the cattle in.
That was around the bigger...
The bigger pastures and so forth.
When you say the lot on a farm, what does this mean to you? Barn lot?
Well, it can be going into the barn lot, it can be going into the cow lot. Well, the barn lot would take in both. When you say going into the barn lot, it would be the pigs and the cows, horses.
Would this be the same as a pasture?
No.
It's different. Now, what would be the difference then?
The lot where the animals would come up to be fed and what have you. And the pasture's a wide area of grazing out there.
I see. Would the lot always be right around the barn?
Pretty nearly around the barn, I've always seen.
All right. Did you ever see any rail fences in this area?
Yes, not in my area, but I've been through counties surrounding Hinds County. And there might be some in Hinds County, but I've been around into other counties where I've seen the rail fence.
Is this where they're laid?
Yes, some laid like that, and then some just boards. It's getting popular now. Well, I'll take that back. It's popular now in Hinds County, in these beautiful farm homes, to have those board fences.
Now, these are rails that are
laid. It's not that rail laying across.
Not the split rail.
Not the split rail, but it's the boarded up. You know, making a rectangle or whatever you want to call the shape.
There'd be
posts
flat.
Put down, and it's flat boards, and they are painted.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
Pretty white fence, a red fence.
All right. Now, if you're stringing a wire fence, you would string the wire between these upright things would be?
Post.
All right. One of those would be one post.
One post?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see any fences around here made of rocks or stones?
It's kind of fashionable to see some now.
Did they call them anything?
I don't know.
A stone wall or a stone fence?
A brick wall. They could be called that.
Yeah, I get something, maybe just something that's... Is it getting warm in here for you?
That's why I was asking you, was this. I'll open that door.
You look like you're getting a little warm. I think maybe I am, too.
I think we both
getting
warm here. I'll open the door after
I think some of them are getting hungry.
Oh, yes, it's getting time for post-law. Yeah. I don't know if they set the clock.
Well, mine always gets hungry an hour before it's time to eat.
They start getting ready for lunch at
11:30. Some of them, I imagine, get up off early in the morning.
They do.
All right, a woman frequently will have two kinds of eating things in her house. She'll say, I've got my everyday dishes and I've got my good...
Sunday dishes. That's what they call them, Sunday dishes.
And if they're good Sunday dishes, they're usually made out of...
China.
Now, is there something that was put in a nest to make a hen lay?
They use a glass egg.
Did you ever hear that called a China egg?
Could easily have been called, but I just didn't hear China egg.
But you thought of it as
glass egg.
If you were referring to it, you'd say glass egg. Right. Utensil that's used to carry water.
They call it a pail in my day.
All right. Is a pail the same thing as a bucket?
I think so.
All right. Wouldn't make any difference whether they were made of wood or metal or...
No.
That wouldn't
matter.
It would
be a pail to carry the water, a bucket.
All right. And the shape would be
the same.
Same thing. You put your garbage now in a
garbage can, and the latest is a garbage bag now.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. That's